Calling Farmers, a five-minute look at activities and developments in the agriculture sector.
Investments coming to bolster onion production and increased supplies for Jamaica's domestic and export markets. Stay with us to hear more and later, or Jamaican saying of the day. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Good morning and thanks for joining us. You're listening to Calling Farmers.
If I could retire now, I'd have more time to set up my own business.
If I could retire now, I'll be able to join the rest of my family overseas.
If I could retire now, trust me, I'd spend the first week just sleeping.
Government employees 50 to 59 years old, the Special Early Retirement Program gives you the choice to retire early with added benefits. It's strictly voluntary. Speak with your HR department. Call 778-5581 or see the press for details. Deadline to apply is February 16. Apply today.
The government is embarking on a nationwide project to reduce the country's dependency on onion imports. Discussions are underway with two major investors for the planting of over 2,000 acres of onions to boost supplies for the domestic and export markets. Currently, less than 15% of the domestic demand for onion is being filled by local farmers. Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries Minister Kasim Muda says one of the agreements has almost been finalized.
There are two investors. One has already almost fully committed to 400 to 500 acres.
This investor will be financing land in St. Catherine. The other investor is being encouraged to take up an additional 1,000 to 2,000 acres.
This is big agriculture with mechanization and you know, type of technology that's appropriate for application in that process.
The investments are expected to supplement other projects by the ministry to support farmers.
We want to produce at a scale in excess of our demand and export the balance. Our objective is to make agriculture a net foreign exchange earner. We're encouraging investors to look at the big acreages that we have to offer, where they can take up 400 or 500 acres.
Minister of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries, Carl Samuda. And now for our Jamaican saying of the day, we. Here are some examples of how it can be used. Example number one.
Not touch with things.
Example number two.
Yo, come with me.
Do you know what this means? Find out when we return.
The Scientific Research Council is bringing reliable, accurate, and efficient analytical testing services to you. Investors, manufacturers, and service operators, protect yourself and consumers by ensuring that your product and environs are safe and secure. Come to us to test your food, cosmetics, potable and recreational water, environmental air quality, trade effluent, and to conduct shelf life studies for products. The SRC conducts on-site sampling, or you can submit your samples to our offices at Hope Gardens Complex, Kingston 6. The Analytical Services Department Laboratory is certified locally and internationally, and is accredited ISO 17025. For more information, visit our office or send an email to prinfo@src-jamaica.org or call us at 927-1771-4. The Scientific Research Council, making science, technology, and innovation work for you.
Know someone here or in the diaspora who has made significant contributions to the social, economic, cultural, or political development of Jamaica? Nominate them for the Prime Minister's Jamaica 55 Commemorative Medal of Appreciation. Nomination forms available at jis.gov.jm or from the Protocol Department of the Office of the Prime Minister, OPM. Send completed forms to the Chancery of the Orders of the Societies of Honor, OPM, 1 Devon Road, Kingston, 10. Nominations close February 16.
The meaning for today's Jamaican saying we is we, us, our, or ours. Not touch with things translates to don't touch our things. And ya come with we translates to are you coming with us? Be sure to listen to Calling Farmers for more Jamaican sayings and proverbs. That's it for today's program. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with Studio Engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.